you remember that less important words are spoken less clearly.
And also, because they aren't important ones, we sometimes push them together and change them when we do so. Here are some examples. Did you? Did you? Do you hear the j, the d at the end of did, and the y at the beginning of you? When they're pushed together, they become j. Did you? Did you? Did you see him? Did you see him? What did you? What did you say? What did you say? Where did you go? Where did you go? Also, could you? Could you? Would you? Would you? And can't you? Can't you? Did you hear the ch? This is the sound we make when we push together the final T of can't and the beginning y of you. We make a ch sound. Can't you? Can't you? Can't you understand? Can't you decide? Now you try it. Repeat after me. Even if you don't like these sounds, they are real sounds of English, and you need to be ready to understand them. Repeat, please. Did you? Did you? Did you see him? Did you see him? What did you? What did you? What did you say? What did you say? Where did you? Where did you go? Where did you go? Could you? Could you? Could you do it? Could you do it? Could you tell him? Could you tell him? What could you do? What could you do? Would you? Would you? Would you do it? Would you tell her? Would you tell her? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Can't you? Can't you? Can't you understand? Can't you understand? Why can't you decide? Why can't you decide? You'll hear these reductions all around you, in movies, on television, on the radio, and in real conversations. Be ready.